This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up in just a few minutes, letters from Iowa, plus Tom in the Wild and dangerous sex positions. It's on the way in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
A happy song. It's a world of buns. It's a world of boobs. It's a world of firm, perfect babes and dudes. It's for you, it's for me, it's on cable TV. It's a porn world after all. They show breasts now in almost all the flicks, but the women are mad cause they don't show men. From the day you are born, you're bombarded with porn. It's a porn world after all.
Everybody!
It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn world after all. It's a porn, porn world. There's a lot of strange ways to make a buck, but those porno stars, they get paid too much. They will sit on the face of the whole human race. It's a porn world after all.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
Got some letters we need to get to. And here's Tom handing out last-minute directions.
No, I was just telling Marcus Coffee's in the other room. I picked up some. Never mind.
Last thing on your mind when you're in here is the radio show.
I have trouble focusing.
Why is that? Go ahead.
A couple quick things. First of all, Miss Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee today. And Jess was not in Iowa with us over the weekend. We had big fun. And I had explained to people one of the fundamental principles of gambling, which is if you buy the charity T-shirt, you will win at the casino.
Right.
And if you don't and you lose, don't come crying to me.
Right.
Okay, because we had a nice T-shirt we put together in honor of our trip there. And I have not heard the number yet. I guess we sold a bunch of them. And we're going to give them the money to the great hospital there. The Stead
Family Children's Hospital.
Yeah, the Stead Family Children's Hospital, and they're part of that great Children's Miracle Network. I got this nice letter here.
Yes.
Proving me right as usual. This is from Corey. I went to your live show, had a great time. I took Tom's advice. I bought the Children's Hospital T-shirt and then went out and won $75 at the casino.
Whoa!
Told ya!
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Bingo.
There may be some counter letters. We don't need to read those. No. I'm not going to read those.
I loved the shirtless girl segment that you guys did with Angela. She did a great job.
Oh, yeah,
she did really. Her voice matched perfect. I thought.
Well, good.
Yeah, sounded great.
And then she brought her farmer boyfriend to the show that night.
He came?
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to meet that gentleman. Yeah.
He sounded like Sam Elliott, right? She was right.
Yeah. He was a very serious. He's a serious man. He's a farmer, and he looked like he could kill me with his fingers.
What do you mean? They're fun farmers.
No, I know, but I mean, he was just a serious, strong, strapping, you know, that kind of guy.
The last guy you said that about was like 6 feet tall, 180. And he goes, looks like you can lift a house. But of course, what are you right now? 5'11", 125, 130?
I am 6 feet tall. You've always been 6 feet tall. I just had my physical, and the lady goes, oh, you're exactly 6 feet tall.
Whatever you say, Mr. Burns.
Okay. Do you have any more letters over there? I have plenty of them.
Do I? Oh, captains of the airwaves. And Jess. My wife and I had a great time at Riverside. The sold-out crowd, the morning show was off the rails, as expected. The night of comedy was killer. Everyone was on fire. And Tom did a great job of emceeing when he wasn't fixated on reefer. Is that true?
Were you asking a lot about reefer?
Were you asking a lot about dope?
I definitely heard a couple references.
I was setting up a different joke, but yeah, I wanted to know if reefer was legal there.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
Mm-mm. But you sure smell it.
So yeah, well, that's I was going to say. Yeah.
They can't outlaw odors, okay?
No, they'll never take that.
They can't arrest you for smelling it.
I was actually talking to a cop friend of mine recently about this. And if you live in a state where reefer is illegal and you're next to a state where it isn't, the police realize.
they know what's up?
Yeah. They know what's going on. He goes, we don't really care.
Right.
But they know what's happening.
And once again, this is my favorite thing. Unlike Tom, I have not read this letter. That's the way I like to do it. Let's find out together what they say. Uh-oh. They continue on.
By the way, I just went real quick. It is comical to me when you've got a state where fireworks are illegal and marijuana is illegal. And then when you cross the border, there are competing signs for the pot and the fireworks. So it's always a good idea to get really stoned and then start blowing stuff up.
What?
You know what I'm saying.
Whatever you're into.
I'm kidding. Anyway,
they were very happy with the show. Even Tom, he was fixated on the reefer. The biggest thing that happened to me, Stephen said, Thursday night, we're at Ruthie's Steakhouse. My wife and I decided to stay overnight so we could get up early on Friday and decided a nice post-Valentine's Day dinner was in order. We were seated as Christy and Andy were enjoying their dessert.
That's right.
My wife next to Christy, she liked her hair. As we were enjoying cocktails, in walked Tom and Pat. They were seated towards the center of the restaurant, both of them greeted by the manager and given menus. As Tom was looking at the menu, yes, he did look at the menu. He glanced up and saw me. I slightly nodded my head. He did the same to me. And at that moment, I realized I had entered the rarefied world of Tom.
Tom in the wild.
Yeah. A chill went through me, he said. Thanks, Tom.
I did really not order off the menu. I eventually just asked her what to get.
And that's true. Hope your drives went well. They did. Thanks for your support for the Stead Family Children's Hospital. So thank you very much, Stephen.
Now,
you got a letter over there?
Well, how was that last one addressed, the beginning of that?
Captains of the Airwaves.
Captains of the Airwaves.
Oh, Captains of the Airwaves as opposed to...
Pilot of the Airwaves.
Please stop.
Here's my request.
Oh,
jeez. You don't have to blame me, but
I'm gonna hit you with some Charlie Dore.
A lot of layered vocals.
Hey, you know what we can do? We can record our voice many times
over and over and over. And then it just craps the bed.
It's
can't even hear her.
It starts out so cool. And then
she starts screaming.
And then it goes into some Ave Maria voice thing.
I really thought that the beginning of that was something that Tom produced and it was going to go into horns.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
But I did kind of like that song. But that was one of those DJ favorites because the disc jockeys... They love songs about the radio and just songs saying how cool disc jockeys are.
That would explain we built this city because they have a radio break. Hey, good boy. This is the big sound. Right in the middle of it. Remember that?
Yep. That's very nice. Although I know that has been repeatedly voted the worst song in the history of music.
Oh, boy. How many times can you dismiss me? Dear fellows and lady, both of my daughters attend school at a place called Tipton, Indiana. My oldest is in seventh grade, had a basketball game Wednesday night. The opponent was from Logansport, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Their jerseys wore by the Logansport team just said Logan on the front.
Mm.
For the next 2 hours, I heard Chick in my head saying, Logan, in his Wolverine voice. I started to say it out loud every time they would shoot the ball, and needless to say, my wife and most everyone around me were tired of it almost immediately. I didn't care. I kept going.
Yes.
Logan.
What is it now?
I have to make a boom boom.
Professor, you just went.
Carry me.
Which movie is this?
Is that actually from a movie?
It's called Logan.
It's called Logan.
And it is an X-Men movie, but it's great. It's
is
wonderful.
There a boom boom partner? Are you guys making that up?
No, but Wolverine does have to carry Professor X around.
And Professor X does call Wolverine for some reason Logan all the time, which is in all the movies, I think, pretty
yeah
much.
Yeah,
Logan.
I see.
Hey Tom, this is from Michael. Did you go out in the parking lot on Friday morning without a jacket to take a pee? Is that what you were doing?
Oh no, but that would be certainly valid. But it was so cold it would have frozen before.
Weren't you loading your car up like in the middle of the broadcast or something?
Yeah, the afternoon or something.
Weren't you doing that? I saw you in the hallway
taking
with your
shirts to the car
with your little plastic cat. He has this plastic. Well, you know, caddy he takes with all of his equipment, your Band-Aids and your stir sticks and your sweetener.
Oh, your face straps, your oils.
What else is in there? Can you remember what else is in your plastic caddy that you take?
The kind of pens you can sign stuff with.
You mean Sharpies?
No. We use these paint pens.
And oil.
Yeah, they were ineffective.
Were they?
Yes. No, they looked good.
They were great.
They were absolutely
I couldn't
fine.
Work mine.
He couldn't work his.
Well, again, Pat, it takes an adult to operate
that's a chick.
Pen.
That's what Chick said.
He kept going, this pen's out of paint, and he handed it to me, and I'd use it for the next hour.
I was doing something wrong.
You have to shake them and then press the tip in.
Oh, shake them.
Yeah.
That's what confused you, pressing the tip in.
Oh.
Speaking of which, I have a gash.
Yes?
What? In my hand.
How'd that happen?
From?
Well, I couldn't figure it out.
Josh, would you get up and look at the gash?
Yeah. It's a gash. You can see
that
it.
That Tom has on his hand.
Okay, yeah. It looks like a knuckle scrape.
And I had to...
scrape.
It's got three coats of...
From our travels?
No, right after. But I finally figured out how I did it. It's crazy glued shut because it wouldn't stop bleeding.
Oh, wow. Oh.
I went to a movie with the girls when we got back. And I went to the bathroom, took a pee, I came out, and my hand was bleeding.
Huh.
Really bad.
Something sharp in your pants?
You have a real dry penis?
Then I realized...
Did you scrape it on your penis? Answer, Pat.
How dry
is it? No, may be called a prick, but it is not sharp.
Is it that dry?
No, but I figured out what it was. I was wearing the wrong kind of underwear.
Oh, you put on your armor.
Well, that certainly does explain it.
Kind with knives?
No, this will make sense in a second.
All right.
I
ordinarily wear briefs, but I got those boxer briefs for when I go to the gym.
Okay.
Because otherwise things can,
flop shift. And such. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
but I had the wrong ones on because I'd been gone and I grabbed them in my haste to pack. And I realized what happened is I'd reached down to make the proper adjustments to get things out. And the zipper, when I pulled my hand out, the zipper put this huge gash in my...
Ooh.
Yeesh.
So, I got it all crazy glued now. So we'll see.
Okay.
I'm sure many a gash has been caused by an undone zipper, if you will. Or at least...
Jess, how do you feel about
at
that?
At least violated.
Yeah. I have a knuckle gash, too, from a microplane.
From cooking?
Yes. Right out the top. See that?
Those hurt right at the top.
No, I've got a real quick story. You've worked in a restaurant, of course.
Yeah.
As have I. Pat, you worked in a restaurant, right? You were a...
One day, yeah.
You would never survive.
One day.
That doesn't surprise me.
I was at TGI Fridays when I broke my wrist.
I just got done waiting on somebody, and there are more people here. What's going on?
As you know, at a restaurant, if you cut yourself, you have to put what looks like a junior-sized condom, say, on your finger.
Yes.
Aren't they called...
finger condoms.
That's what we call them. Yeah, I don't know.
Aren't they called finger cocks?
Are they really?
No.
Maybe that was just the slang at the where I was working, but seriously, that's what they call it.
No, I was a dishwasher for 1 year.
A year?
A whole year.
Okay. All right. Well, so we one night at the restaurant, we had one table we called the Monster. And the Monster, because it sat 12
right.
people.
Yeah.
So that was a nightmare for the server. So one time, one evening at the Monster, they bring the salads out and some lady pulls a bloody Band-Aid out of her salad.
Oh, no.
Screams.
That's a free meal.
At the top of her lungs.
Did you, were you the cause of the Band-Aid?
No. I actually can, I know exactly who it was. I'm not going to say his name.
Why not?
He's dead now.
It happened 30 years ago, and he could be dead. Yeah.
Oh, this guy's. Hey, you know something? He's such an idiot. He probably is.
Yeah, that
it was bleeding knuckles, Bri. Always.
I'll tell you what he did one time. I took him to the hospital a different time.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding. He took a blender. He didn't want to chop an onion, so he decided he could hold an onion on top of the blender like this. You know, put it down into the.
Yeah.
Turn it on. He had a. Can you imagine the pain shredding both the fingertips and an onion at the same time?
That absolutely sounds like something Pat Godwin would
Absolutely. That's why I don't cook.
Yeah, this guy was such an idiot. Anyway, if you want to...
Does all my meals.
How do you get a hold of us on this email thing, Josh?
BobandTom@BobandTom.com.
And here's another letter. Ready? Hello, radio legends. I've been listening to Tom describe his problems that he had at the Iowa Hotel. Would you care to go over them real quick? He couldn't get the blind shut.
Oh, the curtains.
Curtains were
what
broken.
What happened?
Well, apparently the curtains were electric, right?
Mine were not.
I couldn't find the switch. It was a great hotel, by the way.
Yeah.
Great rooms.
But I also had no trouble closing my curtains.
Well, then I had there's one of those things with a stick on it, and you pulled the stick, the stick was broken.
Yeah, I didn't have a stick, but I just pulled the curtain.
I couldn't get it to move because it was kind of a curve.
All you have to do is pull it.
In any event, I just...
Don't you know, jump in, Pat.
Free show.
Right. Oh, okay.
Because,
what floor were you on?
Five.
Yeah. The shower was really cool. It was really big, and it was glass on two sides.
So
if you wanted to, you could
see the shower from the bed.
Yeah, so you could lie in bed and watch your mate shower. I was by myself, so it wasn't really fun.
You're with me. Why are you lying?
Very, very hot.
I had Pat come up to watch me shower.
Let me tell you something.
I enjoyed it.
I would pay $10,000 to watch that, and I'd laugh for a week and a half. Dear, I've been listening to Tom describe his problems at the Iowa Hotel. I'm seeing the episode of The Simpsons where Mr. Burns has to sell the nuclear plant and move in with Mr. Smithers. Smithers still works at the plant and leaves Mr. Burns alone. Mr. Burns wanders around confused by the modern world. And something as simple as going to the grocery store and buying cereal. So many choices.
Well, that's right. He doesn't know whether to get ketchup or catsup.
He's too weak to open a slice of cheese wrapped in plastic. Tom, of course, too weak to open a bar of soap without a cutting tool in the shower.
Oh.
It was impossible.
You went over that?
It was not. Well, now let me explain. I got in the shower.
Yeah.
As I did.
And then the shower was on. I'm wet. And then I look, the soap's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah.
Well, my fingers are all
grabbed
wet.
The soap, opened it up.
Very easy.
Used the soap.
Yeah.
So I got out of the shower, took a nail clipper and clipped a little thing on it, and then thus was able to open it.
When you unpack, you don't undo your soaps and put your washcloths in the shower. And
I will from now on, a lesson learned.
Yeah,
I do it every time.
I don't travel
road
with
dog hacks. Yeah, you prepare.
We had a news story involving dangerous sexual positions.
Ooh.
This was from a study done by physicians that had treated.
Including the most dangerous.
Yeah.
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You might not know the name of it.
You
maybe.
Got this.
I don't know.
I could whisper it in your ear if you like.
Whisper it. What is it?
Stay away, Pat.
I'm behind?
There are injuries that happen. So
actually, you know something, you're right. This is from a study in the International Journal of Impotence Research.
Oh.
By the way.
If you know how they answer the phone.
Hello, Impotence Research.
That's got to be a drag when, you know, the...
Yikes.
The magazine arrives with a brown envelope. What is it? Oh, it's my new Impotence Weekly.
Hello, Limp D Hotline.
Yes.
Dr. Richard Limp. Doggy style accounts for 41% of penile fracture cases.
Fracture.
Okay, I do have a question. Is doggy style only if she's on all fours, or can you both be standing and that be doggy style too?
So long as she's bent over in front of you.
Okay, that's doggy style.
Yeah. Either way, yeah. Just traditional is all fours.
But the letter references a couple of the ones that were on this list.
Doggy.
One of them, once again, this is from an analysis of this from the Men's Health magazine. One of them is called, and forgive me, Ms. Hooker, I know you are a fine cook. One position is called the eager chef.
The eager chef.
Yeah.
We had no idea what this was.
Yeah. I don't want to go into the details, but what? It involves.
She's up on a table and he's on his tiptoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Explaining.
Yeah. Oh, she's on a table?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Eager. Is he eating?
He's not.
No, he's up on his tiptoes.
That's a fair assumption, though.
That explains eager.
But it does say the injury caused by the potential height of the table, balance can be lost, people fall, and nearby objects knocked around, possibly
but
hitting.
But that's not number one. Why are you doing all these?
Because that's the one that's mentioned in this letter. This letter comes to us from Aaron, the guy that's supplying
the
hoodie.
What about reverse cowgirl?
No, chick, this is we're still in the setup phase here.
Yeah, this goes on forever.
Right.
Don't
jump the gun now.
Yeah, we have a long way to go.
Yeah.
Again, number one.
I have time to go out and get my gun in the car.
I began with number one, which was doggy style.
That can't be number one.
It is number. Look, this is a scientific study. You can't deny science. What do you think you are? You can't deny science. Who do you think you are, Robert Kennedy Jr.?
There's a chance that they're considering reverse cowgirl part of doggy style since it is. Who knows? Maybe who knows?
Yeah. No, that's later on. That's number four.
Okay, Christ. Read the email. I tried.
First of all, I like the new nickname.
Thank you, Josh.
you can refer to me as Christ.
Don't make that.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
So klingt Weihnachten bei Rewe. Jetzt festlich sparen bei deinem Weihnachtseinkauf. Diese Woche bei Rewe. Orangen, Klasse 1, je 2 Kilo Netz nur 2,79 Euro. Oder Philadelphia Frischkäse, je 195 Gramm für nur 1,19 Euro. Festlich sparen bei Rewe. Dein Markt.